Hausmeier, and Court. Cloud of gloom hanging over Krausmeier's tavern ever since the opening hour today. Herman Krausmeier is gone. The others are there. Morris, Percy, Mr. Adams, and of course the tavern's regular customers. But no Herman. He not only lost the election as alderman of the second ward, but he also lost his quarter interest in the tavern, upon which he had borrowed $500 to bet on himself. Wiped out financially, broken in spirit, the last we heard of him was when he bade goodbye to his friends and let himself out through a side window of the office to avoid the humiliation of facing the patrons of the tavern. Now, tonight as we enter the tavern, we find Morris and Mr. Adams chatting in the office. They're interrupted by Percy, who enters with a sign under his arm. Listen.
It's been a great shock to me, Mr. Adams. But I want to say this to you. What is it, Percy?
Pardon me a moment, Mr. Cohen. I want to ask your opinion of this sign.
Sign? What for the sign, Percy?
I was thinking, Mr. Cohen, that we should put this sign in the window. You see, we'll have to hire a new head waiter now that I'm the manager.
Yeah, that's right, Percy. Put it in the front window. Maybe somebody with experience will see it.
Righto, Mr. Cohen, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance of Krausmeier raising this $500 to take up his quarter interest in the tavern?
Where would he get it? I'm sorry I didn't see this coming. I let Percy take some money to buy the other quarter interest. And now when Herman is in trouble, I ain't got nothing left.
The sign is in the window, Mr. Cohen. Now, all we have to do is wait.
Yeah. Well, what the... Sound? See who that is, will you, Percy?
Somebody at the door. Likely one of the patrons.
There.
Oh! My word.
Herman!
Hi, hello there, Krausmeier. We were just talking about you.
I happened to be coming along when I seen a sign in the window for a head waiter. So I thought I would come in and ask for the job.
Why, for goodness sake, Herman, you would take a job as a head waiter?
Sure, why not? A man has got to make a living.
Dear me, this is a queer situation. I'm not quite sure that I like the idea at all.
Listen, if Herman wants to come back and be the head waiter, the job is his.
Well, possibly I have something to say about it.
Herman, you can't be serious.
By golly, Morris, I was never so homesick in my life. You don't know how good it seems to get back to the old tavern.
Yeah, he was just beginning to miss you too, Herman.
I almost had tears in my eyes when I came inside. And seen the old familiar scene?
Familiar scene? My word, Herman, you left here only last night.
I know it, but the scene's as familiar, just the same.
Well, it's all right with me, Herman. If you want a job, you can have it.
All I want is a chance to begin again at the bottom and wake up.
Well, come with me, Herman. You can begin work right away.
I'm going to take my interest in my work and put the Regis department on a substantial basis.
Hi, that makes me feel better. This wouldn't be the same place without Herman.
I wonder what your customers will think.
Let them think whatever they like. Just give me time, Mr. Adams, and I will get that money for you. Hey, and I'll have Herman back in partnership with me.
In the meantime, I'll consider myself a partner in the business.
Yeah? Anything but you like. You won't be a partner very long. Oh, come right in, Mrs. Bender.
Hello, boys. Well, I just thought of something, Morris.
Yeah?
What are you going to do about a new head waiter?
We already got one, Mrs. Bender.
Oh?
Yeah. I Guess you'd better excuse me. I wanted to go out and tell him something before he commences to voice.
Oh, go ahead. Well, Mr. Adams, so you're one of the family now. You know, I've always had an idea, Mr. Adams, that we could get along pretty well together.
We might. There's no telling. But I had a feeling you had your eye on Percy.
Well, maybe you've heard of such a thing as second choice.
Huh, I see. You want to take me for a ride as a spare?
Yeah, now you've got an idea. Oh, maybe you'd like to, find out something for me.
Well, delighted, I'm sure. I'd only be too glad to serve you.
How do they work this nobility stuff? Maybe I got a pretty good chance to shake hands with the Queen of England.
Oh, I understand. You want to know something about Percy. Do I get the idea?
Yeah, you're way ahead of me.
Well, suppose we should find out that Percy didn't belong to the nobility.
Oh, now you've got the complete idea.
Oh, yeah. In short, you want to know if Percy is the genuine article.
Well, if I'm marrying a duke, I wouldn't want a phony.
Well, I'll find out for you. I'll find out all about his family.
That's fine. Maybe you could find out how they're fixed for money.
Possibly. I'll try. It'll take a little time, perhaps.
Well, that's all right. If he's a duke, that would make me a duchess, wouldn't it?
I believe it would. When you're married.
Hot dog. Well, that's got me interested, Mr. Adams. But I'm going to go easy. Or if he ain't anything, nobody's going to call me a sap.
All right. I'll find out what I can for you. Let's go out and have a bottle of beer.
Oh, why don't you ring for the waiter and we'll have it in here?
Why, certainly. So you have ambitions to rise to the English nobility, have you?
Yeah. And if you can give me a hand, why, well, you won't lose nothing by it.
Did you ring for a waiter?
Why, yes, but... Well, for the love of Mike. Hermione.
Please, don't be calling to help by the first name, sir. What are you going to have?
Krausmeier is the new head waiter, Mrs. Bender.
Well, well. Well, I was thinking about you last night, honey. I was wondering what you'd pull off next.
You know, I'm here to take your order. It's against the rules to talk much to the people. I'm going to pay attention to business and get my partnership back in the tavern.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait for me outside, Mr. Adams. I'll join you later.
I'll be at one of the tables. Come out when you can.
Yeah, I'll do that. Well, honey, I'm glad you landed a job.
Well, don't worry about me, Mrs. Bender. I'm just thankful I got myself free from a woman like you.
Well, maybe it's all for the best, honey. We wasn't suited for each other anyway.
Gee, miss, I don't even think about it. 2 weeks ago, I was up to my neck in love. Now I've got rid of it, and I'm a happy man again.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. You wouldn't stand in my way if I was thinking of getting married, would you?
Stand in your way? She is. I'd give you all the help I could.
Hmm, that's fine. Always the big heart of honey.
Only one thing is going to happen. I'm going to stop the payments on the ring. It ain't even half paid for. And the man will come up after it in a day or two.
Oh, is that so? Well, now, maybe we could make some kind of a deal on it, honey.
You will find out, Mrs. Spender, that all the other men in the world ain't so kind and generous like I was.
Yes, you have been sweet to me, honey, and I'd like to keep the ring to, just to remember you by.
Is that so? There was a time, Mrs. Spender, when I used to lay awake nights, trying to figure out what I could do to make you happy. Those times is gone. I wouldn't give a nickel to the best woman on earth.
Hmm. Well, you must have changed, honey. Getting to be a regular woman hater.
Huh? I'm going back to what I was. From now on, I'm going to be a plain, simple man without any style.
Well, you're right where you belong, honey. A head waiter in a tavern.
Wherever happiness is, that's the place. What's that? Just because I'm down, you throw it up in my face?
Wait a minute now. Don't lose your temper, honey. You want to do something for me? Find out about Percy, will you? I want to know if his attentions are serious.
When anybody pays you any attention, Mrs. Spender, you can bet your life it's serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you get a chance, just slip him a word that I'm falling for him. Hard, will you?
Krausmeier, what are you doing in here?
Now's your chance, honey. Oh, come on in, Percy. Tommy wants to have a little talk with you.
Oh, dear me, can't we let it go until later?
Well, it's only a word or two. I'll leave you boys alone. And remember the ring, honey.
Percy, how would you like to take over the payments on the ring?
The ring? What ring is that, Herman?
My engagement ring. You're in love with Mrs. Spender, ain't you?
In love with her?
Oh, yes. Ah, me. Every hour, her dear face is before me. In waking, her voice is in my ear. In sleep, my every dream is of her.
You got it all right.
Ah, but how futile. How useless. This love of mine is hopeless. I daren't even confess my feeling toward her.
Just keep waiting. If you don't say something, she'll ask you.
It can never be, Herman. Do you know how I left England?
Sure. What a silly question. You left on a boat.
Oh, I mean, do you know the circumstances? Herman, I'm in debt.
No.
Horribly in debt. I owe £40,000.
Gee whiz. £40,000. Of what?
Of money. I'm desperate, Herman. I don't know which way to turn. And now I've fallen in love with Mrs. Bender.
Out of the fire into the frying pan. How much is £40 of money? You know, Percy, if you saved a little each week out of your wages, oh, you could...
You don't realize what you're saying. In your money, £40,000 is $200,000.
Every week, put a little in the bank. What's that? $200,000.
And now my love for this woman has come into my life to torment me.
By golly, I know just how you feel. I was just like it, till I got sense.
You know, I got some tickets to sell, thinking I could make some money that way. But I haven't sold one.
Tickets? Tickets to what?
Tickets on the Scotch Handicap.
The Scotch Handicap? Gee whiz, that'll be a tight race. They got so many handicaps.
It's a big horse race over in Scotland. Sometimes people win $100,000 on one ticket. You know, I'm trying to sell a few tickets to get a little money.
Hi, Jolly Percy, you're talking to just the man you want to know. I need money, too. Give me half, and I'll sell a ton for you.
A ton? Oh, my word, Herman, you're spoofing.
You don't know the neighborhood. It's going to work out just right. See, I'm the head waiter, and I can go around amongst the customers, see? Why, I might even buy a few myself. Gee whiz, I'd like to win $100,000 in the Scotch Handicap.
Well, you come along with me, and I'll get the tickets for you.
Hey, for goodness sake, Herman, why don't you get outside in the tavern and look after the vehicles, why?
Morris, it's all settled. I got a way to get the 500.
Hi, Herman. Some more monkey business.
The Scotch Handicap. I'm going to sell tickets on the Scotch Handicap right on the side in the tavern here. Maybe I'll take a few chances myself. In a week, who knows? I'll be one of the owners again. Come on, Percy. Let's get started making money.
Yes.
If a man is unlucky in love, he makes a gambler.
Hey, Duval. What now? The Scotch Handicap. Oh, well, it's just like old times. I'm beginning to worry my head off again. Hyman's come back.
Well, they say you can't keep a good man down. So perhaps Herman may regain his fortune after all. Herman may regain his fortune after all. Who knows? The Scotch Handicap may bring prosperity to both Herman and Percy, and with it, their heart's desire. You know, I wonder whether Percy is really in love with Mrs. Bender, and whether Herman's affection for her has turned as cold as it seems.